you next Tuesday on a Monday. I'm Mo, and welcome to the first show back after break. Guys, I'm a little sick. I don't know if you can hear it, but that was my biggest fear about break, was that I was going to get sick. And lo and behold, all my caution, you know, my masking on plane, it didn't matter, because I still got sick. But that's okay, because I protected other people, and that's also important. But yeah, it does kind of suck, because, you know, I've got so much to do this week. I'm sure everybody does. It's a busy time of year. I'm sorry if you can hear me typing in the background. I was running a little late this morning, so I'm trying to get everything set up for you guys. But okay, that's done. Wonderful. Now I can focus. It's a busy time of year. Like, not even just academic wise. I feel like there are so many social things. Like, all of the clubs are having their formals. You know, they're having holiday parties, things of that sort. And, you know, it'll be good fun, but it is still like a commitment that I have to uphold, you know? And, you know, we're in the final stretch. We're so close, and yet it feels so far. But today I'm going to be playing a lot of, like, you know, honestly, I'm going to be real with you guys. I made this episode a few weeks ago, and it's just been on my backup episode, and I didn't have time to make a new playlist for today. So you're getting my backup. You're welcome. It's still good. But it's very lovey-dovey, very la-la-la. It is still, like, very me, but it is very la-la-la for me. You'll understand once we get deeper into the playlist. I feel like the beginning doesn't really show that, but you'll understand later on. The beginning definitely doesn't show it, because the first song is by a former influencer. So those of you who know probably already know. But I actually really unironically like the song. I know a lot of people ironically like this song. I unironically find the song really good. I thought the music video is great. I just really like the song. And if you don't, that's your opinion. But I think you're wrong. I think it's great. So this is Aquamarine by Addison Rae to get us started this lovely Monday morning.
Give me hope. Distant flickering, screen of scenery. I swear that's bringing it all back again. Great adventures, faces in condensation. I'm going outside to take it all in. You say too late to start, got your heart in a halo. I don't believe any of it. You say too late to start with your heart in a halo. You know you're better than this. Wear a different pair, do something out of step. Throw a stranger an unexpected smile. With big intention, still posted at your station. Always on about the day it should have flown.
That was Heavy by the Marías. The Marías were a summertime classic for me personally, and I think I need to bring them into the winter because a lot of their music is very like wintry. So I don't know why. Well, I know why I associate them with summer, because duh, I listen to them in the summer. But I don't know. That I also played Headlock by Imogen Heap. That's probably a little bit more current to what I'm listening to than the rest of this stuff. I've been listening to Imogen Heap on loop, like all of Speak Now, pretty much, just like straight through the album, just like on loop. It's just so good. It scratches part of my brain. Oh my God. Speaking of scratching part of my brain, I saw Wicked. Guys, I wanted to hate on it. I wanted it to be bad so I could be like, ugh, Ariana did a bad job, blah, 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 blah. They did a bad job. Guys, it was really good. It was really good. It was really good. Yeah, like, what can I say? It was really good. It was brilliant. The set, the costuming. I'm not obviously gonna like spoil anything. I mean, it's a musical that's been out for forever, so I mean, nothing to really be spoiled, but I won't spoil any like movie details, but it was gorgeous. I saw it with my family, minus one of my brothers, because it's just not his thing. But it was so fun. We saw it at like 10:15 p.m. and it went until like 1 in the morning. And it was awesome. Felt like a fever dream towards the end of it because we were all so tired. And this was after Thanksgiving, mind you. So that tryptophan was getting all of us. I don't really like Thanksgiving or turkey, but I loved Wicked. So that was that. I can hear the sickness in my voice and it's making me angry. So we're going to play some more music so I can stop listening to myself talk. Okay. This next song, I've been listening to so much Faye Webster also. So I would say this next song is very current as well. I just love Faye Webster. I really do. Yeah, and that's enough on that. So this is Right Side of My Neck by Faye Webster.
her haircut, but it looks good anyway.
I'm loving, I've loved long before. big time.
Angelina by Pine Grove. Yeah, that was Angelina by Pine Grove. I don't know if I have anything else to say about that. What I do have to say, though, is yes, it is not Giving Tuesday today, but it is Giving Tuesday tomorrow. And because of that, I get to read two PSAs. So you guys are in for such a treat. Did you know there are trillions of tiny creatures swimming in your stomach right now? Don't worry. They're called microbes, and they play a crucial role in digestion, immunity, and overall body health. One easy way to keep your gut's microbes happy, is with probiotics found in yogurt. Probiotics are beneficial bacteria that help maintain balance in your digestive system. These microbes are what actually allow you to make yogurt from yogurt, meaning you could hypothetically make infinite amounts of yogurt from a single container. Now that's a lot of yogurt. This has been a public service announcement from the Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Medford. I always love when I don't read the PSA all the way through, and it gives me a good chuckle. But do consider including WMFO in your Giving Tuesday, because I love the radio station. A lot of people love it. It brings a lot of people a lot of joy. And it's always good to support local radio, because that's awesome that we have this. I think there's more information on the website. Don't quote me on that. Probably also the Instagram. But again, don't quote me on that. But do consider. All right, let's get back to some music. So this next song, I'm just not even going to introduce it. This is Visions by Loving.
I've got a vision so clear in my head. It's a strange kind of prison. It is and it isn't. It's the life that I'm bound to live without ever knowing why. It's the beauty of the morning. It's the soft line of your thigh. It's the day that I found you. As I walked along the shore, I read the lines you wrote, left hidden in my coat. It's the truth. 相爱。Stranger on the street, whose eyes you fear to meet. You have to be alone, alone, to feel the limits of his arrows blown, scattered and thrown, like on a windy day. I'll meet him cast away. It's the truth. It's the truth. And it's a lie.
All right, that was Steam by Shelley. That's my favorite joke because it's Steam with three E's. Okay, that's not my favorite joke, but it is one I do every time I listen to that song. And sorry, the bit is funny, and I'll continue to do it if I ever play this song on the show again. I feel like I have played that before sometime last year. Maybe I didn't, but I feel like I did. Anyway, pardon me, guys. Sorry, I guess that just proves how tired I am. I got home, or got back here. I keep saying home when I mean here, and it's kind of freaking me out. I got back here late, Saturday night, like late. Like, I didn't get back on campus until like 1:10-ish, give or take. And then I unpacked and stuff, so I didn't sleep until super late. And so then yesterday I was exhausted trying to do all my work. And then I didn't go to bed until late last night, or like later than I should have last night. And I had to get up at 6:30 for this, so I'm tired today too. It's just a perpetual cycle of I'm just more and more tired. I cannot wait. Oh my god, I'm sorry you had to hear that. That was disgusting. That was actually disgusting, and I'm so sorry. I apologize immensely. Anyway, I'm really ready for winter break, just to be able to be home. I am getting my wisdom teeth out, but nevertheless, home is home. And I want to be done. Oh, because I was just looking at my schedule for the day while I was playing the music. I'm thinking about all the finals I have due in the next 2 weeks, like papers or projects or what have you, and it was making me want to curl up into a little ball and not do anything. So yeah, it was awesome, it was great. And that's enough of that, because again, I'm hearing my sick voice and it's making me want to like rip my skin out off my face. Sorry, that was gross too, guys. I'm sorry. Time for a song. I love this song so much. It's really good. This is I Liked It by Pool Girl.
Talking to my friends, I said I liked it. We'll be right back.
All right, that was Space Song by Beach House. How cleverly titled. I don't know why I said it like that, guys. I think today is just a wash. I think today is just not my day. Right off jump. I just don't think it's happening for me today. And you know what? That's okay, because every day can't be your day. Otherwise, you wouldn't be human. But also, probably, maybe every day is somebody's day. Not mine, though. Oh, I did check in case you want to donate, and the link is in the Instagram bio. And, oh, sorry if you heard that. That was my phone, because let me check what the Instagram actually, like, what the actual... okay, it's just WMFO radio, so just WMFO RADIO. And yeah, the link is in the bio, so I know I would really appreciate that. I'm sure everybody else would too. But on that note, it's time for my second PSA of the morning. Okay. There's no magic to improving your credit. But there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org. Brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council. Wow, that was a quick one. Guys, I love having a credit card because then I just worry about it once or twice a month instead of worrying about it every day. And that's a horrible mentality, and don't follow my lead on that. But it is nice. It is nice to not think about it a little bit. And then I'm, like, doing a good thing because I'm building credit. I'm building credit every time I buy, like, a $7 almond or oat milk latte with flavoring in it from a local coffee shop. I thought that was a funny joke. I don't know if anyone else is going to find that funny. But I think it's most important to make yourself laugh in these times, because you're never going to please everybody. And so you might as well... I'm not going to finish that sentence because it sounds a little nasty. It sounds a little dirty. Okay, I'm going to talk about the last song I have for you guys tonight. It's another one by Faye Webster, because I wasn't lying when I said I've been really into Faye Webster lately. I don't know, I feel like she's just been really speaking to my soul. And maybe that's just because I've been in a la 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 mood. But I don't know, I've just really, really been enjoying her. God, and you know what song I really like of hers? It's not the one I'm going to play right now. I really like Lego Ring with Lil Yachty. And a lot of people hate that song. But guys, you need to just, like, see the vision. It's so good. Like, yes, his voice sounds really auto-tuned. And yes, it's kind of, like, it's kind of a little bad. But the lyrics are really great. I love the melody. And sometimes you just need to give something a chance grow on you, and that song grew on me immensely. But the song I have for you to end off this morning is Kingston, and I hope you enjoy that. This is Kingston by Faye Webster.
The day that I met you, I started dreaming. Now I write them down if I remember. Morning time. I don't know that much about Kingston, but I like the sound it makes when it starts pouring rain. I think that tonight I'll leave my light on, 'cause I get lonely when it's out, and I miss you right about now. Mm-hmm. what he called me. I love you. Every single word you say makes me feel some type of way. It's the thought of you that slightly scares me, but it takes my breath away. Forget me.